Jackie Reed, actor, comedian, and comedy writer Dion Cole is on the show with us. And one of Dion's co-stars, you saw them together in Barbershop Next Cut, Regina Hall. How you doing, Regina? Good morning. Is Regina in the building?
It's me.
There she is.
There she is.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What were you doing? Running from that psychotic killer when the bow breaks?
You heard my footsteps.
I heard them pitter-patter of the
feet. Hey, baby girl, what's happening?
How are you guys? Thanks for having me this morning.
Good. Well, we're getting ready for Friday because we know that's when the movie opens, When the Bow Breaks, you and Morris Chestnut. Tell us a little bit about it, Regina.
Well, Morris and I play, you know, a married couple who have a pretty great life, but we've been struggling with having a child, with conceiving a baby. Actually, I've had a few miscarriages, and so we've decided that we're going to try a surrogate. And so it's the last embryo, our last embryo, and then enter the surrogate played by Jasmine Clare, who does an amazing job. And then, then it just has a bunch of twists and turns from there.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've checked you out on the big screen, Love and Basketball, Best Man Holiday, the first four scary movies, right? And then Think Like a Man franchise and I don't believe you heard me when I said that Dion Cole, one of your co-stars in Barbershop Next Cut, is on the show with us this morning. So y'all can
get
reacquainted. Hello, Dion. Where is he?
He's right there.
Girl. Hey.
Dion! You know what? You know I didn't hear you. Hi, baby.
Hey, beautiful. How art thou?
I'm good. Where are you all in? Oh, so you're actually in the studio?
I'm in Florida, Fort Lauderdale. That's where I am. But yo, how you doing, girl? I'm telling you, in Barbershop, we almost had like a love interest thing. They cut it though.
We sure did.
Oh man.
And it was cute.
It was cute.
It was the cutest, most random couple. They had it right there, right in the palm of their edit room.
But y'all can hook up as different characters on Blackish.
And they let it go, huh?
They can hook up on Blackish. Black Nanny and Charlie can get together.
Oh, yeah. You know that couple's not going to work.
The writers are.
Black Nanny could teach him how to be better.
It would be perfect because she's not much better, so they'd be great.
Regina Hall, our guest on the show, When the Bow Breaks with Morris Chestnut, his theaters on Friday. You and Morris have history together, too. Y'all did Best Man Holiday together, Regina?
We did the original Best Man and Best Man Holiday.
Mm-hmm. And I've always been curious about this because you went to Fordham University in the Bronx, right, to be a journalist. And then you obtained your master's degree at NYU. Did you purposefully redirect your course from journalism to acting?
I think so. I guess so. My dad died when I was in grad school for journalism. So I think, life just redirected it because that just,
I got
it. It just changed my way of thinking because he passed away so suddenly. So there were just a lot of things that occurred because of that. And I think all of those things played a part in, decisions and how I thought and, life going by, the brevity of life, it was probably a combination and culmination of that major life change for me, losing my dad, who I was really, really close to. It's weird because I always have to say that because, I'm black, he's black, so a lot of times people don't hear me talk about my dad. They hear me say, I'm going to see my mom, and, I remember one journalist was like, so how was it growing up without a dad? And I was like, huh?
Wow.
A dad was very present, but, because he's not alive, I don't speak of him, in terms of holidays, but he was an amazing, wonderful father.
We were talking about your on-screen chemistry. We mentioned you and Deion Cole in Barbershop and you and Morris Chestnut in the past and now with the one coming out Friday when the bow breaks. But somebody else you got some great on-screen chemistry with. That's that Kevin Hart. You two in About Last
oh
Night.
Oh, my God.
That's some insane stuff. Yeah, no, Kevin's great. Mm-hmm. We have, yeah, you know, we have a lot of fun working together. I feel really blessed. I've worked with some amazing, you know, just talented, mm-hmm. talented men and women, but an amazing, amazing group of like funny, comedic, talented men from, you know, mm-hmm. from all over who each have their own like special brand of humor, which, you know, I get to, you know, work off of.
Yeah, I loved you with John Stamos on Grandfathered. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, John is great. He's such a nice guy too. You know, he's a really good guy to work with, and their show had a good energy. You know, when you're
it
good,
did.
You know, the cast was happy, so it was good.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's up with Best Man Wedding? Have y'all finished the filming on that?
No, we haven't even started. You know what? Everybody's so busy.
Okay, I understand.
It's hard to get the cast, you know, together at once. I mean, everyone's working, and then it's just hard. No one's been free at the same time, you know, to be able to go shoot to have 2 months free.
All right.
Everyone's hiatus time is different. But, you know, we're going to try. We're going to try before we are in the AARP club.
It's the lovely Miss Regina Hall starring opposite Morris Chestnut in When the Bow Breaks Friday. Go to the theaters and check it out. Regina Hall, wish you the very best, honey. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you guys so much
for
having me.
All right.
Love you, Dion.
Love you, baby.